For 13 years, APD has talked about the number 2,000. That's the number of officers it says it needs to be visible on the streets. And Atlanta-Mayor Kasim Reed says the department is just 20 officers shy of that goal.
We've done this in the toughest economic times that the country's faced in 80 years.
So how did the city manage to add about 300 officers and give bonuses when it lost about $100 million in revenue since the recession hit in 2008? City Councilman Michael Julian Bond chairs the Public Safety Committee.
When someone wins in the budget, someone else loses. But to soften that blow, you look for where you have efficiencies.
Bond points to elimination of unfilled position and cuts in the 2011 fiscal year to departments like Public Works and Planning and Community Development. That helped allow for 5% increases to the police budget in 2011 and 2013.
We were able to open recreation centers, pools, and continue to aggressively fund and expand the police department and get to our goal of 2,000 officers.
Duriya Faruqi is chief operating officer for the city. Faruqi also points to pension reform undertaken in 2011, which she says saved the city about $25 million, and an $11 million federal grant to hire 50 officers during the recession. That grant expired in June.
That allowed us to continue to aggressively hire officers.
But Bond also credits the previous administration of Mayor Shirley Franklin for its budget measures, including hundreds of layoffs and a property tax increase.
Because they really had to make some really draconian cuts and some tough decisions that we haven't had to face but have benefited from.
But Faruqi disputes that.
Many of the reductions that were made previously were restored by this administration.
APD says it hopes to reach the 2,000 mark by the end of the year. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.